The Visions of America program has been sampling some of the thoughts of many well-known people. Our program is not restricted to just famous spokesmen or notable thinkers, however. We also went out into the highways and byways and got other opinions, your opinions. Recently, we took WJMA's traveling microphone to local shopping centers and businesses and asked people what they expected or hoped for in the next 100 years.
In the next 100 years, in the United States and in the world, the role of politician and economist are going to have to change to a certain extent, and our politics are going to have to be dictated more by economic uncertainties than by nationalism as things have been in the past.
I think that people would have to go back to away from materialistic things and go back to being more spiritual and work, be neighborly, and believe in things like that.
Okay.
That is what I would hope for.
The question is, what is your hope for the future in the next 100 years? I hope it's going to be a whole lot better than it is in 76.
Well, I expect this town to be a lot different. I don't expect to see the same people, of course, but the buildings, most of them are going to be gone, and they're going to be a lot different. It's just going to change. That's the only thing I know.
In about 100 years from now, I really hope that people have a much greater awareness of history. From what I've seen in my travels throughout the South, the people in the South seem to have a greater sense of history of what their ancestors did. And I hope that this attitude pervades the rest of the country in the next 100 years or so, so that everyone realizes what kind of a stake we have in history.
I think we're going to see the Mars, the people actually landing on Mars in the next 100 years. I think we're going to see a lot of changes in medicine as far as medicine goes. Cancer, I think we're going to make some big headway into cancer. There's a lot of people, the economy situation, I think we're going to see that change to a big degree. To where the people are able to stop scraping and saving and everything else just to make ends meet, and people back into buying moods again. And I think business in general is going to get to the point that people are free to go out and select what they want rather than trying to choose the most inexpensive item just to get by on. I think we'll see a lot of things change in respect to people's attitudes as far as the moral standards of the world. I think that's going to get better instead of worse, and I think it's one of the more important things that we'll see.
Towns will become cities, and cities will become larger. The method that people will buy will be probably much different than it is today. The country's turning to city, and mass production and population explosion, so I don't think anything will be worse than it is right now. Just be different.
I hope that all the flies and all the cigarette smoking will be gone in the next 100 years.
I'd like to see the whole world a greenhouse and just the people get along with one another a lot better.
I'd like to see the educational system in Virginia become more fluent with the needs of the kids and needs of the parents.
That's how the man and woman on the street sees the next 100 years. I'm Mary Thompson.